This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The best part of your day. You're listening to the DJV Experience on the air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, proposing that we all have a good day. There are a lot of good things. Here's the husband of the year, Jennifer.
Yes.
We know that in terms of the real world, Victoria's found the husband of the year, and she's going to marry him later this year.
I know. It's exciting.
Very exciting. So here is the story of a fellow who's standing by his super pregnant wife, a father in training. His name is Blake Milchuk. He duct taped a 14-pound medicine ball to his dorso.
His dorso and his his dorsal fin?
Yes, right. To his torso, and decided to wear it to work and work out while he wore it. There's an Instagram photo floating around. He's seen doing his CrossFit workout, which, while pregnant, called for modified push-ups performed at an incline to make way for his baby belly. He has competed his in rowing and cycling and all kinds of things with this ball. I think that would be kind of interesting. I did not see the picture. Did you? You must have seen this, Victoria, I'm guessing. And thought it was interesting. His wife is 37 weeks pregnant. In the video, it reads, quote, "Kim is a badass and still hitting the gym. Figured I could be a good sport and see what it's like." Excuse me. I don't know. I just signed up for another gym procedure, and I was thinking about this and looking at that ball. I'm using the ball. I'm laying down on the mat, and I put the ball between my legs and then pick it up and go back and then grab it with my hands. And then, you know, have you ever done that exercise?
I've seen it done, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of, as I think about somebody putting that around their waist, I don't even know how the guy gets around. Never mind, tries to exercise with it. But it's nice because there's a certain connection that way. Men can never, ever, ever understand. And I remember having these conversations actually with a friend of mine once. It wasn't a good friend. He turned out to be not very smart. Yeah, I don't understand what my wife's complaining about. Look at, she's only gained 40 pounds. And most of it's water weight. It'll go away. How many times have you heard that sort of thing? It's just, I don't know. I like these sorts of things because they put into perspective. The thing about a medicine ball is that it's heavy. I mean, it just feels heavy. Ever pick it up and then throw one of them? You know, I was talking about the ball you put between your legs. That's an air ball. But the medicine ball is heavy. It's dense. And you pick it up and put it over your head and then throw it to the ground. You ever done that in your exercise routine?
I have seen that done. Yeah, I've seen that too. I've not done that.
No, none of you have done that.
That's kind of more like a guy exercise.
It is.
Yeah.
Really? You think so? I've seen a lot of women do it. Certain circumstances. All right, speaking of exercise, you know who Jane Seo is? S-E-O? Ever heard of her?
No.
She's a New York writer, apparently. Mostly a food critic, Victoria. She was busted. She ran in the marathon in Fort Lauderdale this past weekend. It was actually a half marathon. And she was busted for cheating in the race. And the reason she was busted is because she was wearing a fitness tracker. And she tried to doctor the data to back up her phony finish time. She wanted to win. If you look up, this woman looks like she'd blow away in a windstorm. If you just, all you have to do is Google Jane SEO, and you'll see her. I mean, if this woman weighs 90 pounds, I'd be surprised. But there are people now who look at everything. Anything, anybody who claims to do anything, somebody's going to be there to check it out. And there was an Instagram post that's been deleted, which claimed that she won an X amount of time, or she finished an X amount of time. And so this guy took it upon himself, because he thought there was something sort of screwy about it. His name is Derek Murphy. He describes himself as an independent marathon investigator. Who would have thought there's a job for an independent marathon investigator? But anyway, this guy investigates the deceptive reports of people who claim to finish in circumstances like this in record time. She was wearing a Garmin 235 fitness band. Anybody know Garmin is aren't they the ones that give you the
navigation
navigation thing that you can rent at the car? Anyway,
I feel like Rich McFadden has one of those that he wears on his
Garmin.
Yeah, I think he does too.
Yeah, because it tracks his sleep at night.
Oh, okay.
Besides doing exercise,
well, it tracks
stuff.
Everything apparently.
Yeah, I have a Fitbit. Mine's just a different brand, but yeah.
So in this day and age, when there's so much technology, I would say this lady's not too smart, obviously. Never mind her honesty quotient. But then even you can, I don't claim to understand a lot of this technology. This guy took somehow or other, you can monitor these devices from afar, and you can look at, they have waves on them, kind of like you're looking at your pulse if you're in a hospital room, right? Same kind of thing, these waves up and down, and it tells you where you are at certain miles. Anyway, somebody's gone to a lot of, there are two aspects of this story. One of them is, why would you cheat on a race like this? What are you trying to prove? And two, who is it that doesn't have enough to do in his life that he goes around? Yeah, right. But, I mean, look at the picture of this woman. Does she look like she's sick?
Well, that's what all, I would say, professional runners
yeah,
look like. When you watch the Boston Marathon and everyone, right. Or, you know, Mo Farah, who's one of the best long-distance runners in the world, looks like, you know, if you poke him, then he would just, like, burst into dust or something like that.
Right.
I don't blame her, though, because I would also have to fake my time for a half marathon.
I would have to fake that I even joined a half marathon.
Yeah, that's what I mean by that.
Why would you do it? I guess, why would you?
The marathon? Exactly.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is it sounds like she's an actual runner, but she just faked her time so that it said that she ran like a 6:15 mile.
She's trying to qualify. This is
that's
probably
like
qualifying
time.
Yeah, well, that's pretty close to the world record time. And I guess the guy figured it out because she ran faster miles in the second half of it than in the first half.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like, most people aren't able to do that.
But this sounds like a job for a race inspector.
But isn't it silly? It seems to me, it sort of grabbed me, because here's something that when you look at it, why would you do it? A, that's right, that's the question. And B, well, she wants to qualify for a bigger marathon. This is a half marathon, so she wants to qualify for Boston or New York or L.A. or something like that. But then somebody who has nothing better to do than to check all this stuff out. And apparently he's well known for doing it, it would appear.
Everybody needs a hobby.
And you know, those are the words. You took the words right out of my mouth, Victoria. Everybody needs a hobby.
Is this a hobby or is this an actual job? Because, I mean, they have things sort of like this for other sports. I mean, they've got drug testing and
checking air and footballs and things like that.
Yeah, and for professional bike riders, obviously with Lance Armstrong, they eventually figured out that he'd, you know, been doping. But I don't know. Yeah, why would you cheat? That's stupid. Why would you run a half marathon? That's stupid.
Don't do that. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. All right, so that's that story, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. Now it's time for food news. We have the winner of our Cozy Shack the Cozy Shack pudding. What are we got? Posting contest, right? Isn't that where we? I've always been. This has been an awkward thing for me because I really haven't felt like I was close enough to it. I can't find. I was a victim of the same thing. I was in the supermarket. I went to a Wegmans last night. I couldn't find a Cozy Shack.
It's not a Wegmans, really?
No, I couldn't find it.
That's weird. There's a pudding shortage.
There is a pudding shortage. You're right. I thought these people were pulling my leg. That's why I said it's kind of awkward, because sometimes in commercials you exaggerate things. So I said to one of the ladies working in the store, where's Cozy Shack pudding? Because I was in that section where you find that sort of stuff. That's the refrigerated part where the butter is and the yogurt is and the milk and all that stuff. She said, oh, we ran out on Tuesday.
Wow.
I said, okay, so it's Friday. How come? Was it Friday? No, it was Thursday. She said, no, we have more coming in, but not till next week. There's been a run on Cozy Shack pudding. Aha! So there is something to the absurdly delicious taste of Cozy Shack pudding, and therefore something for us to talk about. Facebook and Twitter, we posted a lot of stuff on Cozy Shack this week, and so you found somebody who posted who's going to get the survival pack, and who might that person be, Victoria?
That person is still to be determined.
Oh, oh, okay. Well, we'll find that out in plenty of time before the end of the program.
At some point today.
See, the whole thing is awkward. Because we're, you know, putting two and two together.
Well, if you give a girl some notice, it's less awkward.
All right, so our food news today has to do with Oreo. If you're thrilled with Peeps-flavored Oreos because they have that pink icing and they taste like marshmallows, there is yet another new Oreo, the tie-dye Oreo S'mores. S'mores, isn't that what I didn't know anything about at Christmas time?
It is, yes.
Okay. So that's why right. You put this in here, so that I would relive those exciting days of Christmas when I found out what a s'more is. Gaining serious Pinterest followers, the s'mores are. S'moreos, they're called. Wow, what a great name. S'moreos combine a couple of classics. So the magic of Oreos and the marshmallow fluff, I've always, man, do I love. Who doesn't love? Come on. Marshmallow fluff, it's so bad for you, but it tastes, it's like liquid sugar. That's really what this stuff, the marshmallow fluff is. But with peanut butter or jelly, so now they've got these marshmallow fluff Oreos, the marshmallow fluffs between the two sides of the Oreo sandwich. And you can see a video of how to make these S'moreos. They're all over the social media scene. All you need is a box of Oreos and a jar of marshmallow fluff and whatever color food dye you like. Swirl the food dye through the fluff and then scoop it between a couple of Oreos. And there you have, voila! How about that? Let's have this for dessert tonight. What do you say, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It looks fun to make, yeah.
It looks frightening. 20 minutes past the hour.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And change after the hour. Here's Beyonce. No, this is not really news. Who thought she really was going to make it to Coachella? Come on.
I know. Duh, right?
Yeah, exactly. So they make a big deal out of it to keep her in the forefront of music news. She was going to show up at Coachella, but now she's announced because of doctor's orders, she is not going to be at Coachella. Duh.
I think she's
going
to be in bed.
Right. Yeah, she got twins, for God's sakes.
Yeah, she looks very pregnant.
Yeah, right.
And she still has, like, what, 4 months to go?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
And Coachella is
when?
Mid-April.
Crazy.
Is it not?
Well, it's April.
Don't you wonder sometimes about whether these people who are performers let the best interests of maybe things in their family go by the wayside or the roadside because they're so interested in performing or they're so addicted to it that they got to be there, they got to show up.
I don't know. I'm not even judging that. It's just, I know when the story came out that she would perform at Coachella a few weeks ago, we were like, no, she's not.
Yeah, well, most people on Twitter were not surprised. That was everybody's response. But I don't know. I think that she just tends to fulfill her obligations. But yeah. I'm glad that, I mean, this is smart of her. It would have been so stupid to perform at Coachella.
Truly, Doug, she is a goddess, so.
I confuse Beyonce and Rihanna, and I know you laugh at me when I say that, but I kind of do. In a sense, and there's probably a criticism that will come from somebody. Yeah, they all look the same, don't they?
Oh,
no.
All those goddesses look the same.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Well, the music, how much comparison is there, if any, between Beyonce and Rihanna as far as musical aptitude? And
well, they both sing, so there's that.
Yeah, they have very
different
styles.
They're both girls. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right, so I would say they're under a very, very large R&B umbrella, but
Ella.
Oh my gosh, I totally just got that. Ella.
Remind me to talk to you about a scam with tickets, all right? Let me do the Rihanna story first. Then see if you can find a Moody Blues song that I can use the background, Carol, will you? Or something that happened to me yesterday. The Rihanna story is that she's going to Harvard. She's been named the Humanitarian of the Year by Harvard University. The Harvard Foundation acknowledging her work in helping improve cancer treatment in her home country of Barbados. She has also created a global scholarship program to help students from Caribbean countries attend colleges here in our country. Quote, I don't think it's fair that children carry the burden of financial limitations at such a young age. And so Harvard is honoring her. They've also honored James Earl Jones and the former UN Secretary General. So she gets the award at the end of the month, which is next Tuesday. That's good. Good for her. All right, so yesterday I got notice. I buy a lot of tickets on one of those sites. What's one of those ticket sites?
StubHub?
No, this is the
Ticketmaster.
The Ticketmaster. Anyway, I get a notice of the Moody Blues being in Boston in July. And it says you have 12 hours to buy these tickets because I happen to belong to this particular ticket, whatever organization it is. So I go online to buy some tickets for me and some friends, and I try four times during the course of the day. I started at 10 o'clock right after we got off the air. I did it again at noon when I was finished with my work, and in the mid-afternoon I was here. Tried four times, and every single time I went in there, they said there was a problem with the screen and go use some kind of an app that I couldn't find. So I'm wondering if this isn't a scam. Because at the end of last night at 10 o'clock, I went back to do it, and the time was up for me to buy preferred seats at a preferred price.
So you're like in a fan club, is what you're saying?
Yeah, right, yeah. So now
that sounds legitimate. I mean, fan clubs, the preferred seating and all that, that is typical, where you have a time frame that you're allowed to use,
yeah,
and
but
then it just goes to general.
But do they jam up I tried to buy them online, follow the instructions that they gave, and
right.
They kept saying that our website is down, come back later.
I mean, it's possible that the website got crashed because so many people want Moody Blues tickets in 2017.
There's a little slice. Okay.
I couldn't finish the sentence with a straight face.
I know.
That's a good try, though.
Yeah. 28 past the hour. So much for that.
I would die for you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's tremendously easy for us to wildly proclaim that we would die for those we love. When we say that we will die for someone, what we are also saying, in a way, is that our love will die too. Instead of dying for someone, how about living for that person? And rather than focusing on what you would do for your loved ones, how about focusing on what you actually can do in this present moment for them? You can give your time. You can give your energy. You can give your love. And to do all three of those things, you will need to be alive. So rather than focusing on how you would die for others, go ahead and live for them instead. You are the beautiful gift of life that your loved ones treasure more than your absence. For inspiration and motivation, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples assistant.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are 34 after the hour. Pleasant good day to you from all of us. The gang is all here, and I am very happy to have the gang here. What a great way for me to spend all this time. You realize all of you, Doug and Victoria and Jen and Carol, we spend more time with each other than we do probably anybody else in our lives collectively.
It's true.
Think about that.
It
Who
is
else
true.
Do you spend? Yeah, I mean, other than those other guys that you were on that other horrible radio show that
you spend about the same amount of time. And thank you for saying it's horrible.
For Well, it's only horrible because the other people aren't as good as we are. You're
well, it's horrible because we have to share Jen. That's why.
No, it's okay.
We don't want to share her.
Very well. The ratings on the show are much higher with Jennifer than they were before. So 2 points for the good guys.
Ew.
All right. I've spent, yesterday afternoon, I spent a little bit of time. Actually, yesterday during the day, I started on the show in the morning, and then I earlier today talked about Alan Combs, who was a good broadcaster. He was a good guy. He was a good radio friend. And the fact that he had this rare blood cancer.
Is that what it was? I was so curious as to what it was. It went so fast.
It's a blood. He got it. He told some very close friends.
He told Hannity,
in September, Well, he and Hannity maintained a very. It's a really weird thing, and I don't want to darken the cloud over him and his stuff at Fox. But it, you know, the side story is that it showed you his being brought in there and then his leaving really showed a very dark side of this guy, Roger Ailes, who has a lot of dark sides, apparently. But this man was a real smart guy. I don't think I've met anybody who's a broadcaster that was any smarter. But he wasn't smug about it, isn't it? You've got a clip, Kara, there of him hanging up on somebody. That is, it was really atypical. He didn't usually, this was not his style at all, but every once in a while, he would get a burr in his butt, as we all do, because we're all human beings, and if we're really good at what we do, we let our emotions show, and who we really are is what people are attracted to on the radio. So here's an example of him talking to somebody about Obama's birth certificate.
You really question whether Obama was born in Hawaii or not? You question
I don't question it. I just want a mailed copy.
Why do you? What other president has ever been asked for his birth certificate? Why do you think this president and no other president has been asked for a birth certificate? Why do you think that is?
Because he had a foreign father.
Because he's black. Goodbye.
He's right.
My favorite part of that conversation is when the guy says he just wants a copy mailed to him. Like, President, can you mail me a personal copy of your stuff? Thanks. I know you don't have anything else going on.
No. He was, but Combs was, I don't know if, Jennifer, did you ever meet him?
Oh, yeah. And so my Alan Combs story, can I tell it real quick?
Yeah.
Because I absolutely love to pieces Alan Combs. He's an amazingly good guy. Yeah. I mean, I had met him at talk radio conferences, but you know how that is, Dougie. It's kind of like, oh, how you doing?
An artificial sort of.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Barry Farber is a, if you don't know, in New York radio is a legend. He's definitely, definitely one of the fathers of the talk radio art and medium that we know today.
No argument for anybody and, anything on that one. Yep.
Yeah, and he had celebrated a few years ago his 50th year in broadcasting. And so our company decided to give him a party. And Barry's, you know, he's a little older, so we wanted to do the party in New York City, especially because that's not only so he wouldn't have to travel, but obviously that's where everybody that he touched in life was. So I put together an event for him at the radio TV Radio Museum, whatever it's called there, Victoria, New York. And it was very difficult planning this party by myself from Los Angeles because we were going to do a broadcast and a cocktail party and all of this stuff. And doing it from, over 2,500 miles away was difficult. So I'm sending out emails to invite people to this event. And I got an email back from two people in particular. One of them was Alan Combs, who wrote to me and said, and keep in mind, at this point, he doesn't know me from Adam. Jennifer, I love Barry Farber. We worked together. We found a day net together. I credit Barry Farber for much of my career. I want to help you plan this party. And I'll be darned if Alan Combs did not help me. Celebrity Alan Combs did not help me plan this event for Barry Farber. He invited people.
He would not have ever told you he thought he was a celebrity. He would never have said
that. But I did. I mean, I said, wow, Alan Combs, he's helping me plan this party. I mean, amazingly nice and wonderful and respectful of his history. And by the way, loves the art of radio and broadcasting and took advantage of paying tribute to it. And he stuck it out with me. He came early to the Barry Farber event. He stayed late. I mean, he was a fantastic guy. So nice.
Very good guy.
And sweet.
And so, but and one of the things I admired about him, he would always ask me about the farm.
He remembers you.
He was fascinated at how I did radio.
Yeah.
I don't do it like everybody else does it. And he never, he did understand it. He would not, he said I'd never do it. But he really did. The Daynet thing that he founded with Joy and Barry.
Barry, yeah.
There was a, this was a three-show midday thing that happened about 4 or 5 years after Limbaugh started, when, I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but the idea, when Limbaugh got started in August of 88, I started in October of 88. In August of 88, if stations would give up their inventory, that is part of their advertising revenue, to put somebody on like Limbaugh, and then there's a market for this, and talk radio was just coming into its own, and so there was this great variety of people. Actually, Michael Jackson was another one of those. Mm-hmm. There were four people in the lineup: Michael, Joy, Alan, and Barry, as I remember it.
And Alan and Barry, I think, worked together.
They were like father and son, the two of them.
Right?
For him to say that he loved them, the two of them were like father and son. But can I just digress a little from the Alan Combs conversation? I had my 50th anniversary 3 years ago in broadcasting.
Oh, well, then why didn't we have a party?
I don't know. Where's my party? Nobody's ever.
You know what? It's
dinner.
Because you're. And this is no joke. I'm not even pandering to you right now. But because you look so young.
Yes.
It probably skipped over because you look and sound so young. It doesn't seem like it should be 50 years.
Okay.
But we'll have a party for you.
I still want a party.
No problem. I don't play.
Bob's big boy.
Oh, boy.
How about a Saturday? You coming back next Saturday?
Yeah. I'll be back next Saturday. We'll have a breakfast.
We'll have your 50th anniversary.
He'll be 20 minutes in. He'll be yawning and he'll leave.
Uh-huh.
That'll be his party.
No, actually, you know, we have our breakfast. I love getting together. We'll last for about an hour.
Oh, it's a breakfast party?
So.
Okay.
Yeah, breakfast.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes they go long. I mean,
yeah,
really.
We had 2 hours. It
2 hours
for
the other day.
If it wasn't for the Hispanics at the next booth, we might have still been there today.
No, actually, I think
really bad.
Well, we told the story on the air.
Yeah. Joe Crummy, and who's a great broadcaster and who's been here.
Those Hispanics at Bob's Big Boy.
We went to Bob's
Darn
Big
him.
Boy, and Crummy, who's you know, a little right of center, and Jennifer. I mean, they're all there talking, and I'm talking.
We all voted for Trump. How about that? Except for you.
Yeah.
The three of us voted for Trump.
So I'm looking at this next booth, and these people are looking at us, and this woman, the wife, was really glaring at Joe, who was not facing her, but he was talking about the illegals and yada, yada, yada. These people finally got up and left, but they left with, when they left, there was a lot of energy that was still in the room.
Yeah, keep in mind, they were not driven out. It wasn't like they were eating
No, they finished, but it was
definite. I mean, Joe Crummy was not, he has a broadcaster's voice, so it was
a lot. Yeah.
But before we move on from Alan Combs, because I want to pat ourselves on the back here, and even further, the show that I do later in the day as well that deals with politics. We don't often talk about politics here, but when we do, I think what we do is very similar to what Alan Combs did. And mm-hmm. I think he created something that was really cool in that he created a safe space for civil discourse.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do his shows with Hannity, and sometimes it would get heated and sometimes it would get a little contentious, but you
yep.
always knew that when they went home, they were friends, even
they
though they
friends.
Had very
oh,
different
and
you know, beliefs
fact,
and ideologies. And I think that's so missing in radio right now. And I love the fact that on the DJB show, that's what we do. We can argue about things and we still love each other and it's okay. And it helps people because it helps people figure out what they think.
Sean was visibly upset at Ailes because Ailes decided he wanted to take Hannity, Combs off of that show.
Apparently, they still had an office next to each other because you know
yeah.
Combs was on Fox Radio.
Right. No, and they were great friends. And it just kind of goes to show you how absurdly silly it is to not like somebody for his or her political beliefs. And what you just said, Jennifer, is very acutely true. If you're civil and you're intelligent, there's no reason to not be friendly just because you disagree, whether it's politics or
yeah.
religion. I mean, look at this.
Or about Beyonce. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like, we are in such, and I just have to rant for a second. We are
right.
in such a society of snarky jerks
yep. Yep.
that think that they're going to be famous because they're mean to people. And I'm talking about the Milo Yiannopoulos's of the world. And anybody else who's a ham and egger on social media who is trying to gain followers by just being mean and shocking for that sake. If you don't have talent and something to say to back it up, your star fizzles. And I think that you've seen a lot of examples of that, like with Milo.
And other would-bes. So here's here's a postscript to that conversation. This is a wonderful show of support for Jewish Americans by Muslim Americans, even though I don't like Americans who are Jewish and Muslims who are Jewish. I mean, and Americans who are Muslim.
Rephrase.
Right, yeah.
Hit that reset button that you like.
The fact that that GoFundMe page, yesterday it was $75,000, today it's $108,000, to help clean up that cemetery in St. Louis that was vandalized last weekend by the skinheads or whoever.
Did you see how classy Mike Pence was? By the way, I know he's not your favorite, but when he went to that cemetery,
he went to the cemetery,
He cleaned it up. He was working on it. I mean, he cleaned the whole thing up.
You know what? I'm not sure. Let me clarify, because this is kind of like saying, I don't like people who are, and that's not fair. I don't want it to come across that I don't like Pence, because I think he's likable, but I don't care for his social pronouncements when it comes to personal issues that are none of his business. How's that? Is that better?
That's well said. That's exactly how I feel. I think that he's a good guy. I thought it was really cute on Valentine's Day when he got caught by the paparazzi buying his wife flowers, and he told them all, please don't ruin the surprise. I mean, I think that he's a human being, and I think every human being has something good. I don't agree with his social views, I agree with you on that. But mean he's a bad person.
He said something that needs to reverberate everywhere, and that kind of presence sends a message from whether you're a Jew or you're a Muslim or you're an Italian or you're black or green. There's no place for this kind of hate, desecration, and violence. No place for it whatsoever. And it ought not to be tolerated. And I think the universal support that has been shown in this incident, by whether it's the Pences of the world or the Muslims of the world, shows you that there's a lot of hope. And I will leave that discussion and bring your focus around to whether or not you're hiring. Are you hiring? Jennifer loves my transitions. If you're hiring and you have a real need for
Mike Pence, are you hiring?
Can I have a job in Washington? Best candidate for the job comes from your posting with ZipRecruiter.com. We've talked to a lot of people about this, and it has done very well for these folks because the interest nationwide in using ZipRecruiter has gone up substantially in the last couple of weeks. And it's because, in part, I guess we're talking about it, because we have lots of small business people that are, this program seems to attract folks who have their own businesses. And I understand that because I talk about it freely. I'm a small business guy. Jennifer's a small business guy or lady. And so it is what we do, and we understand the needs of the people who have jobs and can't find really good qualified people. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get to use ZipRecruiter free. While we're talking about this, you can use it and don't have to pay for it. Pretty good deal, right? You get the best hires. It's so easy, one click, and you get exposure on a couple of hundred plus job sites, and the you don't get calls to your office, you don't have to juggle emails. This is really a good deal. So if you're in the need, you want somebody good, you need to hire them right away, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and use their services free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 10 before the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a review of the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keenan, who watches these things closely, and there's lots of information here for us to go through. I was going to say scour. Is that a good word? That is.
Sure.
Scour the words from all of these important tech stories. So let's go through from number five to number one, starting, of course, at number five, and a focus on Facebook. How do you like my alliteration? Five, focus on Facebook.
Love it. Well, if you were on Facebook this week and you noticed that some of your friends' profile pictures had been replaced with a big red X and you wondered what that was the campaign this week. Some people are leaving them up there for a while. It's the campaign to end modern-day slavery and human trafficking. It's called the End It Movement, and they had Shine a Light on Slavery Day, which was on Thursday. Now, this is a movement that has been gaining some traction in the press, with members of Congress and celebrities like Ashton Kutcher really throwing their weight behind it. Mm. It more than 27 million people in 165 countries are forced into sexual slavery, and it's unbelievable that people really don't know about it. And Ashton Kutcher, of course, testified before the Foreign Relations Committee last week and gave a moving testimony about why he's so involved in the cause, and his charity has been focused on this for a number of years now. So that is what the red X's were. It made a big impact this week on social media. Also, people took tubes of red lipstick and made an X on their hands and sent Snapchat pictures and Instagram pictures as well to support the movement. So
unification, it's called.
Yeah.
All right. Number four on our list of the top five tech stories this week.
Well, speaking of Snapchat, after months of tracking Snapbots around the country where those pop-up kiosks where you could actually buy Snapchat spectacles, those are the glasses that allow you to touch the side while you're wearing them and you are making your own Snapchat video from your own vantage point, they are now available on spectacles.com. This was a huge gift at Christmas time as well, but they sold out so quickly, they were very limited. So now they are fully stocked on spectacles.com, which is no longer Snap, it's not Snapchat.com anymore because they've expanded, so they're Snap Inc., and Spectacles.com is one of their websites. The spectacles cost $129, and they come in teal, coral, and classic black. So now they're available for purchase anytime you want, so it's fun for kids who want them.
Number three, this is really... Give me a break. That's what this is. Go ahead.
Well, IKEA has long been a test of relationship strength. People have often joked if you can make it through a trip to IKEA and then putting the furniture together, your relationship is very solid. Well, now IKEA has started a gift registry. And so you can now register for wedding gifts, shower gifts, birthdays, whatever special event, anniversaries, whatever event you're having. And IKEA has now organized a brand new app that has all of their registry. It's very easy to use. And so anyone who wants to buy you a gift can just follow right along. They can donate money or they can actually purchase a gift from IKEA that you've already picked out for your registry. So it's all you need to do. It's free, but all you need to do is join the family loyalty program at IKEA. And that's where all of your points and everything will be accruing. And that's where all the registry will be managed. It's great. Actually, it's a really good, it's a good registry.
Yeah. All right. Number two, a week would not be complete without a tech story from Google.
I know, and Google Chrome is dealing with a new scam that's unfortunately very, very easy to fall for, and a lot of people have. They have not done anything yet about it. I don't know why, but this is something that they're apparently still working on. So what happens is when you go onto Google Chrome, you'll get a pop-up prompting you to download and to install a missing font file. And if you see this, and it seems a little like it's going to look very legitimate, which is part of the problem. So if you see this, don't X out of it. Don't keep going. Don't continue. Don't install it if you can avoid that. Some people are mistakenly doing it, just thinking it's another thing from Google and it's fine. You are going to get one more failsafe from Google saying this file isn't downloaded often. If you get that warning, then you know it has detected the malware. They don't really know yet what this malware has done or what it is designed to do, but they do know it's been red flagged. So be very, very careful, and this is only on Google Chrome.
Number one this week, good guys or bad guys, depending on how you look at AT&T, have some news for you.
Well, AT&T has finally joined the unlimited plan. Verizon made their announcement last week that they did it, and now AT&T has untethered the cell phone plans from DirecTV and UVerse. It's expensive, though. It's $100 for unlimited data for one line and $40 for each additional line. Not cheap.
No. All right, there they are, the top five stories from technology this week. Another service of this enterprise on the radio. Hello, it's 50.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.